Well, Mickey, facing into another big game in the Christie Ring this weekend, how have the preparations been going?
Mark, we had a good 2 weeks over us. The weather's been good and we've got a good few sessions under our belt since the Tyrone game. I suppose just since the Wicklow game was very frustrating for us. You know, it's a game we should have won and we missed a lot of chances on the day and left the game behind us. So the end of the Tyrone game was very important for us, you know, even to keep our status in the Christie Ring for next year. So to get a result there and was very important. And look, a bit of pressure on our forwards, but it really turned up the last day, which is a good sign. So hopefully we're carrying a bit of momentum now and a bit of confidence into the London match, which is going to be a big game for us, Mark, because I still think it's all to play for. You know, you pick up a couple of results in your last two games, it could be a possibility of a final, you know, but first and foremost, we try to get something out of London and Letterkenny on Saturday, you know.
After promotion from the Nicky record last year, that one over Tyrone last time out definitely would give you a bit of comfort in that you'll almost certainly be playing in the Christie Ring again next year. You've got a young team that are, you know, constantly developing. It's important for them to be playing at that higher level.
It is, Mark, you know, if you take it, you know, we run very tight very first in the first game, you know, with 3 or 4 points in it. Remember, beat by Wicklow by one. So we're well able to compete at that level, you know. It would really be a big blow to us if we were back down to Nicky record, you know. The time there, We need to stay up in the Christie Ring for to move things on in Donegal hurling, and that result over Tyrone is massive, you know. Now Tyrone's still 2 games to play, but they have 2 tough games ahead, and we'd be hoping to get something more out of the last 2 games. So massive result, and hopefully it's enough maybe to keep our status there. But as I say, we'll try to get another 2 points now on Saturday and 1 game at a time, and London's going to be a tough opposition for us, you know.
Yeah, just looking at the table, if you were to just take a glance at the league table, you might be fooled into thinking Donegal would, you know, just be happy to survive and play Christie Ring hurling next year. But there's a bit more at play here. A win on Saturday could leave you right in the mix to make the final of the competition, depending on how other results go.
Exactly, and I suppose the main thing is, you know, you have London and Meath to play, and if you beat both of them, it gives you a head-to-head over them. So if you ended up in level points, you know, it'll be enough to kick you through. And you need Derry and Meath to both beat Wicklow as well, which is quite possible because Derry and Meath probably the best teams in it, Mark. So I think if we get out of Letterkenny on Sunday, or Saturday, sorry, and Meath beat Wicklow, you know, it's going to go down to the last day, really. If we got a result against Meath away and Derry beat Wicklow on the last day, we'd have a head-to-head over Meath. So it's all to play for, but we can't look past that. Saturday, Mark, we try to get another 2 points on the board, and it'll be nice to bring it in the last week, you know, and have a chance of getting to a final, you know. That's our aim.
So it is London this Saturday. They're a team you beat last year in Letterkenny, and maybe that's a good omen, although it is an improved London side. That one last year will certainly give you confidence heading into Saturday's game.
Yeah, I suppose London was beating us for years, you know, Mark, but we've turned the tide on them the last 2 or 3 times. We've got results against them. Normally when you get them away from home, they're you have a good chance, but they seem to be travelling very consistently this year, and it's a really settled team, and it's probably the strongest London team that's been out there since I've taken the job. So they beat Meath the first day out, which is a big shock, and they scored 5 goals that day. So there's a massive threat up front, Mark, really, really strong forward, aggressive, and really look for goals early. So our defence is going to be really have to be on guard, you know. And look, I think if we can stay in the game and take it down the stretch, run with a good shout, you know, with fitness and the conditional run. But London will fancy themselves coming here, and it's a very good, strong London team, you know.
Yeah, London, and then, as you said, if you do get over the hurdle of London, you'll have a big battle then against Meath the following weekend. I mean, on your day, with the strides you have made in recent years, Donegal are more than capable of winning both of those games, and that would really give us a great chance of finishing in the top two.
Yeah, Mark, on our day, we can put it up to anybody, you know, at this level, and we've shown that throughout the league, you know, even the result against Kerry, and getting maybe a point against Derry, or, you know, there are a couple of points against Derry that last day, who's Christie Ring final last couple of years, you know. It's just the consistency, Mark. We've been looking for just to consistently perform at that level. It's something we haven't been doing, you know. We've put in big performances, and then right the next week then drop back down to that level again. So consistently getting there and getting a bit of confidence that we can compete and putting on the performance week on week is what it's about, you know, at that level. So that's something we'll be trying to do, is get 2 performances in a row now against London, you know, Tyrone, London, hopefully get 2 performances in a row. That's our aim.
Squad-wise, Mickey, we saw Jack O'Loughlin come off early against Tyrone. Is he still out, and do you have any other injury concerns heading into Saturday's game?
Jack Lohan, I picked up a shoulder injury. Mark, he'd be missing the game and possibly the meat game as well, you know. So he's going to be a big loss for us, you know. And George Conley, he started a one-match suspension, who's very effective for us up front against Tyrone, you know, and a big presence. And he's going to be a big loss for us. We have a couple of positions to follow up, you know. But it was a good panel, Mark, and his boys pushing for them positions. And we'll finalise things tonight at training, you know.
You touched on it there with Connolly McGee out. That'll put the onus on the scores to come from elsewhere in the team. He got three goals against Tyrone. That'll be a fairly sizeable hole to fill.
It will, and look, he's a very aggressive player, and he's been playing wing forward a couple of matches for us. But we felt the Tyrone full back line was there to be got at, you know, with somebody like his stature on there, and it proved on the day he was very effective. And it's going to be a massive loss for us, you know. But he likes Kevin Keeley pushing, Peter Kelly, Sean Ward, Ron McDermott, who all can play full forward too. So big loss with Josh being out, but look, these boys hopefully can step up and take that position, you know.
Well, best of luck, Mickey, and thanks very much for joining us on the programme, and we'll talk to you again soon, all right?
Okay, Mark. Chat to you later.